Hello, and welcome to Eating for Comfort, a Theta session to help you heal the triggers that cause emotional eating. Remember to say yes silently or out loud after each download. I'm Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams, and let's begin our session now. May I come into your space? Remember to say yes. Here I come. Okay, here we go. All right, would you like God's definition of comfort and know what that feels like? All right. And would you like God's understanding of eating for comfort? Okay. Would you like to know the difference between comforting yourself and eating from God's perspective? Okay. Would you like God's understanding of the difference between emotional hunger and physical hunger? Good. All right. Let's let that get in there. Okay, would you like God's definition of safety and know what that feels like? Would you like God's definition of healthy love and know what that feels like? And would you like God's definition of stability and know what that feels like? All right, good job so far. Would you like to know what a mother's unconditional love feels like and to know what your mother's unconditional love feels like from her highest potential? I'm just going to let those two things come in. Just watch that go through. I'm seeing that in the spine, going down the spine. Okay. Would you like to know what a mother's unconditional support feels like from God's perspective? Okay. And would you like to know what your mother's unconditional support feels like from her highest potential, even if she's never been able to show that to you? Okay. Would you like to know what it feels like to be safe with your mother? Okay. Let's just watch that go in. Would you like to know what it feels like to be protected by your mother? All right. If you believe that you were never completely loved by your mother, would you like to have God give you the truth on that? There we go. Nice. And would you like to have God do a healing on that? Wonderful. So that means that the soul fragments between the two of you are going to be exchanged. You're going to get yours back. Cleaned and washed by God. There we go. Nice job. Just watch that. There we go. Would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved by your mother from God's perspective? There we go. Nice. And if you watched your mother eat for comfort, would you like to know how to connect to her without taking on this habit? Good. Good. And would you like to know what a father's unconditional love feels like? And to know what your father's unconditional love feels like from his highest potential. Good. Would you like to know what a father's unconditional support feels like from God's perspective? All right, good job. And would you like to know what your father's unconditional support feels like from his highest potential? Nice. Would you like to know what it feels like to be safe with your father from God's perspective? And to know what it feels like to be protected by your father from God's perspective? Nice. And if you believe that you were never completely loved by your father, would you like to have God give you the truth on that? Okay. And would you like to have God do a healing on that and exchange those soul fragments once again? Good. I'm just watching it happen. Good. And would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved by your father from God's perspective? Nice. If you watched your father eat for comfort, would you like to know how to connect to him without taking on this habit? Okay. This next section has to do with your siblings, if you have any. So think about the sibling you have an issue with, and then you can repeat this small section over for other siblings if you need to, okay? Would you like to know what a sibling's unconditional love feels like? All right. Would you like to know what your sibling's unconditional love feels like from their highest potential? Okay, good job. Would you like to know what a sibling's unconditional support feels like from God's perspective? All right. If you never felt completely loved by your sibling, would you like to know what it feels like to be completely loved by him or her from God's perspective? Nice. And would you like to know what your sibling's unconditional support feels like from their highest potential? Okay. And would you like to know what it feels like to be safe with your sibling? And to know what it feels like to be protected by your sibling? Good. Would you like to have God release the abuse you experienced from your sibling? Okay, nice. Nice. Just letting that go, that kind of comes from your gut. So just let that come out. Okay. And if you need more time, you can pause this. All right, and then press play when you're ready. Would you like God to release the psychic attacks you received from your sibling? Those are like thought forms, okay, just so you know. So it might be like when they're yelling at you or they're mad at you and they're looking at you. Okay. And if you watched your sibling eat for comfort, would you like to know how to connect to them without taking on this habit? Okay. Now, we're coming to the end of the sibling section. So if you have more than one sibling that you'd like to do this with, go back right now and repeat this. But we're going to move on. Okay. Would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to feel unsafe in your body and have Source change that for you? Okay. And would you like to know what it feels like to consistently feel safe in your body and to know that that's possible? All right. Would you like to know how to and what it feels like to live without being out of your body and know that that's possible? Okay. Would you like God's definition of being grounded and know what that feels like? Good. And would you like to know the difference between eating and being grounded from God's perspective? Nice. Would you like to know the difference between eating for comfort and being grounded from God's perspective? Notice the difference between those two. Good. Would you like to know the difference between eating for comfort and being safe from God's perspective? All right. And would you like to know how to be safe without eating for comfort and know what that feels like? Good job. Would you like God's definition of security and know what that feels like? And would you like to know the difference between eating for comfort and being secure? All right. Would you like to know how to be secure without eating for comfort? Okay. And know that that's possible. All right. Would you like God's definition of compassion and know what that feels like? All right. Would you like to know the difference between having compassion for yourself and eating for comfort? Mm-hmm. And would you like to know how to have compassion for yourself without eating for comfort? And know what that feels like and know that that's possible. Good. Would you like to have God heal all of the openings in your energetic field that are letting out God's definition of love. All right, let's just watch that completely reshape so that it has healthy boundaries. God's definition of that, okay? Wonderful. Would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to have an insatiable hunger for love and have God change that from there? All right, watching that happen. Good. And would you like to know what it feels like to be satiated with God's definition of love? And would you like to know what it feels like to be satisfied with God's definition of love? Nice. And would you like to know what it feels like to be satiated with God's definition of self-love? Okay. Would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to fear expressing your emotions and have God change that from there? Good. And would you like to have God let you know what you were meant to learn from this fear? All right. And to have God's truth on the belief that if you express your emotions, that you will be separated from God. Okay. And would you like to have God heal this fear with grace and ease right now? Okay. Would you like to know what it feels like to be safe expressing your emotions in a way that's in your highest and best? Nice. Would you like to have God go back to whenever you began to use food to stuff your emotions inside and have God change that from there? Okay. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn from this habit from God's perspective? Nice. Would you like to have God let you know what you can do instead of that's in your highest and best? Good. And would you like to have God heal this habit? Okay. And let's just watch all of those soul fragments exchange, cleaned and washed by God. Wonderful. If you believe that food is your friend, would you like God's truth on that? Which is food is food. Okay. Would you like to have God go back to whatever lifetime and level you began to eat as a response to stress and have God change that from there? Okay, good job. Would you like to know what you were meant to learn from eating as a response to stress from God's perspective? Okay. Would you like to have God let you know what you can do instead that's in your highest and best? Okay. Nice. And would you like to have God heal this habit? Wonderful. Once again, watching those soul fragments get exchanged and watching this habit go away. All right. Would you like to have God go back to whenever you began to eat beyond when you were physically full and get God's understanding on what you were doing? There we go. And would you like to have God change that? Okay. And would you like to know what you were meant to learn from this, from God's perspective? Mm-hmm. Good job. And would you like to know how to and what it feels like to eat just until you're physically full? Okay. If you feel your hunger is coming from your brain instead of your stomach, would you like God's truth on that? Okay. Would you like to know what's really going on when that happens instead of what you think is going on? Wonderful. Would you like to know what you were meant to learn from this, from God's perspective? And would you like God to change that? Okay. Would you like to have God let you know what you can do instead that's in your highest and best? All right. If you tend to feel guilt and shame after you eat, would you like God's understanding on that? Okay, would you like to have God release those feelings of guilt and shame that have been the result of eating for comfort? So watch them just peel off your back. Once again, if you need more time than I'm giving you here, just pause this, okay? There we go. Good job. Let's let that go. I'll let you do it for a little bit longer here. Okay. Good job. Would you like to have God let you know what you can do instead that's in your highest and best? And to have God heal this habit. Okay. If you tend to feel powerless after you eat, would you like God's understanding on that? Okay. And would you like to have God go back to whenever that began and heal it from there? Good job. So let's just watch those soul fragments as they get exchanged. There you go. Good job. And would you like to know that it's possible to have control over your eating from God's perspective and to know how to and what it feels like to have control over your eating with grace and ease? There you go. Nice job. And if you tend to be triggered to eat for comfort when you're bored, would you like God's perspective on what's really going on? Here we go. Just allow that to come through you. Feel that coming down. Nice job. Nice job. Would you like to know what the underlying issue is that you're trying to resolve by eating this way? Here we go. Wonderful. And would you like God's understanding on how to resolve this? Good. Nice work. And would you like God to download to you the positive feeling that you're missing that is triggering you to eat when you're bored? Here we go. Most of it is love, but there's some people who have different things in there. But just know that the right one is coming to you right now. Okay. Good job. And if your family used food as a reward for good behavior, would you like God's truth on that? Okay. And would you like to know the difference between food and reward from God's perspective? All right. And would you also like to know the difference between food and celebration from God's perspective? That's another one that happens in most families. There you go. So if your family used food as a celebration, then let's give you God's truth on that also, so you have a good understanding of that too. Okay. Nice. If you tend to eat for comfort when you're feeling empty or dissatisfied with your life, would you like God's understanding on what's really going on? Okay. There we go. Would you like God's understanding on what you're attempting to resolve by eating for comfort in this situation? All right. Would you like God to download you the positive feelings that you're missing that are triggering you to eat when you are feeling this way? I hear safety and security for a lot of you, but once again, yours might be a little bit different. And would you like God to heal that issue for you now? Exchange those soul fragments. Wonderful. Wonderful. And would you like God's understanding on the triggers that contribute to eating for comfort in your life? Okay. Here we go. And would you like to know that it's possible to eat just for hunger instead of emotional reasons and to know what that feels like? Wonderful. And would you like to know what it feels like to have confidence in your ability to eat for hunger instead of emotional reasons and know what that feels like? Good. All right. And would you like to have God's understanding on who you truly are with all of these changes in place? All right. Nice work. Really, really nice work. This session is complete. Feel the grounding energy of God bring you back into your body. Open your eyes. You may want to get up and move around for a few minutes. This energy is going to continue to process through your sleep over the next few days or more. And remember, if you experience any old negative feelings and beliefs coming up after the session, understand this is your body's way of continuing the healing and releasing. So all you have to do to take care of this is imagine a lid on the top of your head opening up as you say goodbye to this energy, and it will go, I promise you. All right. Have a great day.